Sarah Smiley was the top vote earner in the race, with roughly 500 more votes than the next candidate. The consultant and former Teach for America employee has made equity in education a central part of each of her school board campaigns and her first two terms. Smiley told 97.9 The Hill she weighed whether to run again, but wants to see through the school district's positive momentum from an aligned Board of Education and district administration.
My focus has been on, you know, the progress the district's made and really accelerating that, making sure that it actually reaches all of our students, making sure that the district stays true to our values through some difficult times. The things that continue to ground me in this are making sure that I'm keeping the focus on students, that we're all ultimately making their decisions based on them, and really rooting in our values. Community, equity, inclusion, that'll help the board and the district continue to make some great progress.
That progress includes seeing the district reach 100% of student growth benchmarks for the first time last school year, and continued success under Superintendent Danielle Jones since she joined Orange County Schools in 2024. Ann Purcell, who worked as an educator in the district for three decades and will now serve a second term on the Board of Education, said she believes the school board's focus on academic achievement and use of data to drive decisions is helping with both of those.
And I have also said to many people during this election that this school board is in a very good place. We all work well together. We may not always agree, but we do have the focus of our students and our families and our teachers. And I think that is what parents are seeing and the community is seeing.
Will Atherton will serve a third term and said one of his goals as he continues in the role is to highlight the positive stories and achievements from the district. Sharing those examples with families is important to build trust, as well as trying to address the existing challenges Orange County schools face. Atherton said to do that, he wants to use his experience on the board and seek creative solutions.
Trying to see how we can advocate more at higher levels to get our teacher pay increased or to get the school calendar changed or work through some of these funding issues that we are seeing happen across the state and the county. I think this upcoming 4 years is going to be more about working, you know, beyond the school board. It's going to be working at, you know, the county and the state level. And I'm definitely looking forward to working with Lori as well, a new board member and a different perspective as well.
That new board member, Lori Russell, separated herself from the two other first-time candidates in this 2026 election. The mother of three made transparent, accountable, and effective governance a pillar of her campaign platform, alongside continuing to improve community engagement and academic excellence for all students. The lawyer and former compliance officer for a global biotech company said she believes her background will translate well to serving on the board, and she looks forward to meeting all kinds of district stakeholders.
I think I have a unique perspective. Although I grew up in Alamance County, not far away, I've also lived in other countries and in other places. And I think I can relate to everyone in some capacity. And I think that helps people to feel like they'll be heard and represented. I'll also say that we're all seeing the difficulties of navigating really complex systems right now, especially as state and federal policies are changing so rapidly, and having somebody who can navigate that complexity in the way that I can because of my background, I think is also really interesting for our community.
The elected quartet of Smiley, Purcell, Atherton, and Russell will work alongside Carrie Doyle, Bonnie Hauser, and Wendy Padilla on the Orange County Schools Board of Education starting this summer, as they'll be sworn in before the new academic year begins. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.